The rolling hills of southeast Oklahoma stretch from Norman across to Arkansas and show little evidence of the vast deposits of crude oil that were once beneath them. Some old rigs dot the countryside. The active ones churn on, pumping out a few gallons with each slow turn and prompting a passerby to ask if the effort is really worth it. Many have simply given up and sit motionless amid the fields as corroding reminders of the glory days of gushers and wildcatters and instant fortunes. There are rigs scattered through the farmland around Ada, an old oil town of 16,000 with a college and a county courthouse. The rigs are idle, though. The oil is gone. Money is now made in Ada by the hour in factories and feed mills and on pecan farms. Downtown Ada is a busy place. There are no empty or boarded-up buildings on Main Street. The merchants survive, though much of their business has moved to the edge of town. The cafes are crowded at lunch. The Pontotoc County Courthouse is old and cramped and full of lawyers and their clients. Around it is the usual hodgepodge of county buildings and law offices. The jail, a squat, windowless bomb shelter, was for some forgotten reason built on the courthouse lawn. The methamphetamine scourge keeps it full. Main Street ends at the campus of East Central University, home to 4,000 students, many of them commuters. The school pumps life into the community with a fresh supply of young people and a faculty that adds some diversity to southeastern Oklahoma. Few things escape the attention of the Ada Evening News, a lively daily that covers the region and works hard to compete with the Oklahoman, the state's largest paper. There's usually world and national news on the front page, then state and regional, then the important items, high school sports, local politics, community calendars, and obituaries. The people of Ada and Pontotoc County are a pleasant blend of small-town Southerners and independent Westerners. The accent could be from East Texas or Arkansas, with flat I's and other long vowels. It's Chickasaw country. Oklahoma has more Native Americans than any other state, and after 100 years of mixing, many of the white folks have Indian blood. The stigma is fading fast. Indeed, there is now pride in the heritage.